Let's finish the Gemara inside, and then we'll come to whatever inyan we can discuss. Gemara brings Amar Rav Chista, Hatayfis Labachai B'makav Shchav La'acherim Banu L'machlaikis Rabbi Eliezer V'Rabbanan. It's not Mishalikin Esapeya. We already touched on this. In the case of somebody who's malakit peya, va'amar zul aploini ani, Rabbi Eliezer aimer zochalois, Rabbi Eliezer holds that you could be kaida for the ploini ani. The chachamim aimerim yitnenu lani anim tzarishin, you can't be zaycha, it's chav lachrin. The lashon of the Mishnah, mishalikin esapeya va'amar hari zul aploini ani, is mashma that you need an amira. That if somebody picks up something for someone else, he has to say that he's picking it up for the other person. Let's say you're magbia mitzia l'chaver, you're walking in the street, and there's a mitzia in the street, and it's something you know that your chaver needs. So you pick it up. So if you say, I'm picking it up for him, so we know, magbia mitzia l'chaver, kana chaver, right? There's no machlokes because nigud de zachel nafshi zachel chavre. So if you find something in the street, you pick it up for someone else. No problem. What happens if you didn't say it? When you picked it up, you had in mind that you're being kind for Pliny, but you didn't say you're being kind for Pliny. And you take it home. And then you change your mind. You bring it home. Someone says, "Oh, you know, I want it. Let's save it. Let's use it." And you'd like to keep it for yourself. What? Okay, so the Sma says that the Sma doesn't explain why. The Sma just is medayik from the Mishnah. The Sma is the Simon Reis Samachtes, the Katan Aleph. He's medayik from the Lashon of this Mishnah. Mishalikin is a pay of Omar Harezu Leplaini Ani. That Dafka Amira, Dafka, if you say Leplaini, in this case it's Plaini Ani because it's payah, but Magbiya Metzia is to anybody. And Amira is Dafka. And the Ktzais Taka explains why. Because Devarim Shabalev Einam Devarim. That Devarim Shabalev Einam Devarim. It's Dine Maninis, what you think doesn't matter. It's what you do that matters. So if you think you want to give it to Pliny, it's nice to think, but it doesn't have any bearing on the halacha. And the Mela, just accepts this explanation. So he says, the Ktzais says that a machshava hanikeres mitoich ma'isav. If you ever have a machshava that's nicker from your ma'isa, so you don't have to say the pet. Someone picks up an aved in the street. How do you know he had a mind to be kind? How does having a mind to be kind in hell? Because it's the machshava is nikar mitach ma'asav. You pick something up in the street, so obviously you want to be kind. So that is not sort of darusha b'leiv if it's nikaris mitach ma'asav. The Tzais even says that if your chaver says to you, "Please pick that mitzvah up for me," and you pick it up stama, also it's machshavta nikaris mitach ma'asav. So avada plaini is kind of. If you have in mind, having a mind is enough. It's not a chsarin of darim shavalei v'enam devarim because of the fact that that's nikar mitech ma'isav. But kozman what? Well, if it's not nikar mitech ma'isav, so what happened? You picked it up and you kind it. There's no. Can you mail for the chaver? There's nothing happening for the chaver.
Like even if you didn't do it, it's not nickel for the mitzvah, so you got stuck to your shoe. You should be kind of anyway. So.
No, can you mail kinyan shamal means you had a mind to be kind of with one kinyan, it's not. So this is the psak of the Sma and the Ktzais.
This is a lot more like your person who picks the language, you bring that back, it's not noticeable in the moment themselves.
If you saw someone walk in the street and pick something up and put it in his pocket, you'd assume he's been kind of himself. I think. Yeah, I think you would assume that. You would know it's possible he's kind of for someone else. But the stoma, a person picks something up, the stoma, I think the person...
He's taking it for himself, and he's giving matana to his friend
then. So he'll give matana later, but then he has a right to change his mind.
Yeah, okay.
Even if he means to give it, who says he means to be kind to him? But what the Ketzos is saying, that even if he's telling the truth, I had in mind to be kind for my friend. I thought he came, Devarim Shabbalay, they didn't Devarim. A chotzer she'ena mishtameres nidas. A chotzer mishtameres doesn't. So that doesn't need any das at all. It means Devarim Shabbalay. It's not Devarim Shabbalay because it's the Maisa is kind of the fact that the chayfetz is munach in a chotzer mishtameres. That's kind of, it's not Devarim Shabbalay. It's not Devarim Shabbalay. It's a Maisa. A Maisa is good. It's only when the Maisa doesn't show anything, like when I pick something up for someone else, that's the Devarim Shabbalay. That's a shitas ha-smavak. The Shach disagrees. The Shach says that even the Skavin is also that way. And the Nesivis is masba the Shach, according to his klal. He calls it the Rashba's klal. The only time we say Devarim Shabbalay Veinam Devarim is if the Devarim Shabbalev are a stira to the Maisa. When do we say Devarim Shabbalev Einim Devarim? If it's a stira to the Maisa, if someone goes and he does a kinyan, or he sells something, he says, Belev, I had a mind that I didn't mean to sell it. So Devarim Shabbalev that are the opposite of a Maisa, Devarim Shabbalev Einim Devarim. But if a person does a kinyan, and he says, when I was kinyan, I had a mind to pick up for Pliny, there's no stira in the things he's doing. He's not trying to undo anything. He's just explaining what he did. The Raj Vashita is that there's no Devarim Shabbalev Einim Devarim. There's no such rule as Devarim Shabbalev Einim Devarim unless it's a stira to your Maisim. Otherwise, Devarim Shabbalev are Devarim, Varaya. He brings a Raya from separating Truma. There's a din by separating Truma. You have a pot of truma. You look at one end. You say that should be. You think that should be truma, and you eat from the other side. It's devarim shabalev. There's no chsarim. The shmash b'shita is there's no chsarim devarim shabalev if it's not a stira l'maisa. All the sugyas and shas devarim shabalev is when a person does something, and belev he wants it to be different, but if there's no stira. That's the Shitas and the Sivis. The Sivis sounds like his Matmi, Alim Lan Miktsois. He writes, I think, Ishtamite, he forgot the claw of the Rajma. And,
Some of the life and the Sma are saying the same thing, but they're really different in the faith.
How?
They're both saying, really, that when the, what you're thinking is in place of the Micro, just like the Raj is saying, that would be, that this would not be his. And
so maybe the Ketzos would hold that the stira to his Maisa. The Sman Ketzos says Devarim Shabbalev.
Right, so they're saying over here, well, he's here because it doesn't look like he's doing something else.
Maybe they also Devarim Shabbalev because he looks like he's kind of for himself.
Right, and that's what they agree with the same sort of. Just
maybe
just
they agree with the Rashba's Klal. Maybe they agree with the Rashba's Klal. Could be. Could be elsewhere. What? It sounds like it. It sounds like his mice is to be kind of for himself, not for someone else.
Right.
So this is.
What's the case of the mice glasses that really comes later?
When I do something in business, I tell someone I'm doing a kinyan for one thing, and I have in mind something else. Even if you believe me, I have in mind something else. It doesn't matter. So now you're the steward to the mice. It undoes the mice. It's stam mice. Huh? It's nice is to undo the mice. I'm not sure. Take a look. Just brings to mind there's a famous machlaikis by Mechilas Chayvais. If somebody owes me money, and in my heart, I'm meichel him. In my mind, I decide to be meichel him. All right, if he's an ani, it could be as an in tzedakah, but let's say he's not an ani. Somebody owes me money, and believe me, Michael him. And then later I changed my mind. I'd like to be Tevea. What's the din in such a case? So there's a tzais in Simen Yud Beis, the beginning of Cheshem Mishpat, brings a marshal. Marshal says that if you meichel someone belave, it's a mechila. Mechila belave, half a mechila. For also a tevei. And he brings a raya from a Mishnah, I guess it's in Ksubis. The Mishnah says that if a woman is not tevei aksuva for 25 years, if 25 years go by from the get, or the she was an amana, 25 years later she wasn't tevei aksuva, it's a simon that she's meichel aksuva. And we assume that there's a mechil, if the 25 years. It was all belayed. She was meichel, but she didn't do anything to show the mechil. So we see Zakta Marshal, that Mechila believe having Mechila. The Ktsais brings this, and the Ktsais argues. He says, Loi Matzinu, that Machshava should be Payel by Maminis. He says, Afila Hefker, and Hegdish, and Neder, is not Chal be Machshava. So why should Machshava, why should Mechila be Chal be Machshava? Devarim Shevelev and Devarim. Even if in your mind you had a mind to be Michael somebody, Devarim Shebelev Einam Devarim. And the Ktsais therefore argues with the Marshal. The Marshal's Raya from the 25 years of the Ksuba. As he says, that there, Devarim Shebelev Einam Devarim. If you have a Hechacha, 25 years passed, and he wasn't Tevaya, that's considered to be an Umdana. A hechacha is a good hechacha. But stama, if someone is a shayla, he says, in my heart I was meichel, and now I'd like to be paid, what do I do? So the tzais, the tzais, I guess, holds it, dvarim shabalei vein and dvarim, even in such a case. I'd rather had once... What? Hechacha means that the observer knows. More than belayed.
No.
It's more than a proof. It's not a proof. It's in the ilam. The mechila is visible. There's a visible mechila. The umdina says that you're a meichel. What's the chesaron of devarim shebelayed? And we have to analyze what the chesaron is. I mean, it's a passive hechacha. It's a hechacha what he didn't do. Right, maybe it depends. The chesaron of hechacha belayv is that's not provable. That's why dvarim shalayv are not dvarim, or be'etzem they're not dvarim. I don't know. Maybe it's good for that arguing.
Why not that? Because of he was miyanish.
You figure he won't get it, so he might as well be miyanish again. Yerushana alone is nothing. If you lend someone money and you say, "Yeah, he's never going to pay me," that's not mechila. That's yerush, and he stores your money. So you still kind of entitled to be paid. Shailas Mechila. I once had a very interesting shaila. When it came up, I must have mentioned it somehow in class, but it was many years ago. Someone called with a shaila. He had a friend. They grew up in yeshiva together. They were always good friends. And then they went out to the working world, and he did very well. And his friend struggled all the years. So came his friend, had to make a bar mitzvah. So he called him up if he could lend him some money. Lent him up. So I had to buy a house. He called him up if he could lend him some money. Suddenly, you know, like every simcha, he called him up. He told him right away, "I don't know when I'll be able to pay you." And he lent him. So, you know, first he lent him $10,000 here and $10,000 there and $10,000 there. Then the guy got into the chasana cycle. And every loan, see, after a while he realized that he's never going to be able to, the Derech HaTeva, he's never going to be able to pay me. So he told me he was Michael all the chayitas. And whenever he did, he felt he's giving him money, an old friend of his, a good friend of his. He gave him money for his chasnas. He gave him for one chasnas, he gave him another chasnas. So it happened, you know, 30 years passed, 40 years passed, maybe. Finally, a fellow calls, he has to make another chasnas. He says, "No problem, I'll give you a check." So he says, "I bet you think I'll never pay you." He says, "Yeah." He says, "You should know, I have an IRA, and soon I'm going to be 59 and a half. I'm going to take it out. I'm going to give you every penny." I'm a cheshbon every penny. As soon as I'm 59 and a half, I'm going to give it to you. It's already carved to. So this fellow called me if he's allowed to take the money. Is he allowed to take the money? So what do you say? So I told him, on the money, it's really two shailas. Why is it two shailas? The first shailas was halvois. First he gave money for a loan. So shaila mechila. The last few loans were not even loans. He was maknet him right away as a matan. He was maknet him b'leiv gomer in the later loans. The later ones were matanis. Mistama could be matani from Balkarka. A ship person could be Michael Shiva. It's only a machlekes b'leiv if there's no ma'isa. If he gives it to him, he's giving it to him for real. Shaila is the previous ones, the first ones. So it's totally this machlaikis, mechila b'leiv. Everyone remembers mechila b'leiv is a big machlaikis. Everyone remembers, but it's this k'tzais. Oh yeah, you could tell him I was mechel, and then you'll give him a matan. You could do that if you want. You could do it, but then it's a matan. If I give one somebody something and he thinks it's a loan, and I mean it to test my partner.
So if your head, you think it'll give him a loan, you can't pay him back. Give him a loan. But everything on the table is a loan.
I don't remember now, but Lamaisa, we had a riot that if you give him a test matana at the time of the giving, that it's clear that it was a matana. I have to bring it a riot. If you remind me, I'll. If I'll remember, I'll find if and where I marked it down in my notes. But I remember we didn't have a shaila about that. The whole shaila was on the mechila of the old ones, and that's the psak of the tzais. The tzais says that's devarim shebaleiv. It's not devarim. Mechila shebaleiv is nothing. Now by shkafer ishaina, this lachayra should be totally in our machlekes. The tzais is l'shitasei. Hold devarim shebaleiv enim devarim period. The Shach and the Sivis, who hold that Dvar Shabalev and Dvar is only to steer the Maisav, but they could hold Stab Dvar Shabalev by Dvar. The Chayra they would hold like the Mashal. The Mechila Balev is a Mechila. Yet, the Nesivis in Simin Yud Beis is masking to the Ktsais. By Mechila, the Nesivis is masking to the Ktsais that Mechila Balev is a good Mechila. We have to figure out how to resolve that with the cloud of the Rashba. If you look at Lashon HaNesivos, he seems to be explaining it. The question is what exactly he means. Nesivos there seems to be bavarning why here he's masking Devarim Shebaleiv is Devarim. He says more than what the Ktsais says. But as far as Halach is concerned, it's the Ktsais and Nesivos. Usually Ktsais and Nesivos, they finally agree on something, it's usually... Certainly, if the Mechaber Shulchanah doesn't say Fakir, the halacha is like that, and the halacha is Mechila Shebaleiv. It's Devarim Shebaleiv, and it's not a Mechila. So, you asked if Yish, so Mechila is not a Mechila, certainly Yish is not. I assume we pass on the test to see this. It's like both of them. In the first Machlaik is my Mi Mitzir Lachavere, it's hard to not pass. How are we going to pass them if you pick something up, and Mi Mitzir Lachavere, it's Machlaik is. Smack tzais against Shach Masivis. It's very hard to know how to pass it. But but in the second machlokes, in the chayes of mechila, that certainly mechila shavaleiv is the bar shavaleiv. And I have a mechila, and that's what comes out.
How the
kinyan
gets the wrong value?
You find it.
You find it. You find it. You find it. You find it.
That might be in Sil Chaver. Send it to you. So pick it up. You have a mind to come to him. Well, it's a kinyan akbar either way. I'm being kind of akbar. The question is, I'm a kind of akbar for myself or for him? So saying, I'm not kind of feeling luxurious, can you use why am I kind of for myself? So I'm doing kinyan for myself. Interesting question. It's academic because when I change my mind, I can do the kinyan at that moment. So it really doesn't have any practical meaning. That's interesting. Shiloh, when it happens. I don't know. If you go down to the dining room and you take a piece of something for someone else, and while you're carrying it to them, you want to take it for yourself. Okay. So if you're at a kiddush, you get a piece of kugel for someone, and while you're carrying it, you decide you want to eat it yourself. That can happen. It's machlokes. Kiddush, you can have machlokes. It's the sevus. No, not the same thing. Huh? You're an anus. You can show yourself. No, you're masking. But because it's like, actually, it tastes better. If you're a smorgasbord, you take a yeshiva, it's not so shkiach, you want it for yourself. Right? If you're a shmog, you're a bar mitzvah, you take a plate of something for someone else, you decide you want it for yourself. It's mam shiskin, it's not like it's the same. According to the sma, if you said you're kind of for him, you're kind of for him. If not, no, it's not this machlokes. Huh? Doesn't happen. Maybe in camp it happens more often. Okay. If you think of Gemaras like this, in practical terms, you'll find that you'll remember it better. Okay, so what does the Gemara answer? Amar HaMeimer, Yitemer of Papa. No, Dimalai. Ad Karn Lai Kamar of Liyazah Hossam. Ella the migudi by machlul and ichsei vavi ani v'chazi lei umig bezachel and nashi zachel chaver. Hello, dikem migul. Migul that he could be zecher for himself. He could if he wants. He can make himself an ani. He can be machfiz the chasen, and then he'll be allowed to take the pay. So since if he wants, he can be machfiz the chasen and take the pay. So that what does that mean? That means that he has a shaychus to it. He has some migul to zachel nashi. What? He has the smigul. It's the same as smigul zachal nashi zachal chavrei. Little stretch. Smigul zachal nashi zachal chavrei. Abul hacha loy. So it could be Rabbi Eliezer would be made to hear that you can't be zachal because you have no smigul zachal nashi. Vaykam akam rabban rhasam al dikziv loy salaket lo ani loy salaket loy lani to lav. And therefore what? Therefore what? Somebody explain the Gemara? Just touch. Akan lo kamer rabbanon hasa. What did rabbanon say? That if you pick up paya, you're an asher, and you pick up paya for an ani, you're not kaina. Aye, everywhere else they hold that hatesh lebachayim shav achrini is kaina. So teretz is here. It's different. Because lois lakit lani means why? Because there's a cost of that what? You're not allowed to. Or you can't. What's the touch? Huh? Lois lakit lani. Is that what the Gemara means? Lois lakit lani. Lois lakit lani. So he says, if there's a cost of, you can't. Zeres HaKosav is, it's not shaykh. It's not possible to be malakit for an ani.
Why not possible?
That's a taich? It's not possible, or you can't, or it's an isser? It's an isser? What's lois halakit? Lois halakit lani. You may not, or you cannot. You cannot. It's impossible. There's a question. Not allowed, or it's not possible. Maybe lois halakit means you're not allowed to. What? No, I'll do it. But I did it. Lois Sigzel means you're not permitted to see it. Lois Sigzel, you're not permitted to. So there is, you're not permitted to, so if I did it, it should be chal. But it says here, it says, he didn't have a lot of Yanim Tzarishin. It's not chal. Well, I was kind of for someone else. I should have to take cash out of my pocket and pay back. But I think there's a stipler in Kedushin who asks that Lois Halakit Lani is alive. So he says, L'chaira, if somebody is going to, the Ashir is going to pick it up for the Ani, how does that work? So I want to pick it up for the Ani. It's a lav. Now if the means, the Torah said, Lois Halakit, it's not possible to, this type of mashma, that's how we learned the Gemara, it's not possible to, so the Gemara says, it's not possible to finish. What happens if we touch it? Lois Halakit means you're not allowed to. So then, it's a lav. So the person's over a lav. He went, he was kind of for the Ani. The Torah Zechia. Zechia is Metam Shlichus. Right? What is Zechia? Metam Shlichus. Zachal Adam Shalai Bafanov. It's as if he made me a Shliach. So he says, 1 minute. If I'm a Shliach of an Ani to pick up Peya from the field for him, and I'm an Ashir, that's L'chayr Achsar Nevein Shliach is Varaveira. That's Achsar Nevein Shliach is Varaveira. Right? He's making me a Shliach for an Aveira. So, if you learn Zechia as Metam Shlichus, you maybe could be a Bechalik, we'll get to that. But if your disciple says, if you learn Zechia as Metam Shlichus, I mean, Zachem Adam is like he made your Shliach, and I pick it up for him, so Zechsarin and Ain't Shliach Advar Aveira. If it's so, Ain't Shliach Advar Aveira, and I picked up this payah for the Yani, is the Ani kinder? Is the Ani kinder? Is the only kind of? Yeah, so it's a kind of? It's not kind of. That's what he does. Zokta stipler, this is Tali in the Machlaikis, the Naida Yehuda, and this Revius of Halevi Horowitz, we spoke out last week, who argue by Ein Shliach Levar Avera, do we say that the Chalois is also not Chalois? He says, if you're going to learn that. Who said it's not chal? Maybe Yehuda. He says, if you're going to learn that the chalois is not chal, so then you can learn lois halakit l'ani means lois halakit l'ani, it's an isser to be malakit for the ani. And a yais, it's an isser to be malakit to the ani. Ein shleach l'dvar aveira. Schiz v'tam shlichus. Ein shleach l'dvar aveira. And the mele, he's not ani, he's not kaina. So you're not a lani on imserish. That's if you learn like the night of Yehuda. If you learn like this Rav Yitzchak and Kalevi Horowitz, and someone in our shul, Yitzchak Kalevi Horowitz, I told him Friday night there's a tshuva, and the Levi Yehuda is all excited. If you learn like him, like Rav Yitzchak Kalevi Horowitz, the kinyan is chal. If the kinyan is chal, then you have to touch this Gemara, loy salakit loy, and you can't touch it to lav, because who cares if it's a lav? Let it be a lav. If it's a lav, it should be chal. So you have to learn that lois halakit lani is a gzeres hakosav that it's not chal. It's a gzeres hakosav that it's not chal. It's clear that Tosfos learned, just in the first line of Tosfos, Eladiksiv, it's clear Tosfos didn't learn the way we're saying that Nei Yehuda would have learned. Because Tosfos says, Eladiksiv lois halakit lani, in Taimel Amadiyama, Parakam, and Itzmura, called Mr. Damar Achmanai Savri Yavin Mahani Karnahani. Taisi has a kasha, the Ani should be kaina. So if the stipler, Taisi says the Ani should be kaina. One minute, according to the Nadi Yehuda, how is the Ani kaina? It's a Dvar Avera. Ein Shliach with Dvar Avera. The Yehuda holds the Chalois is not Chal. So I told you that there were 12 Rayas, there's a 13th Raya now. We have a Raya, it's like the stipler from here. That if an Ashir makes an Ani a Shliach to pick up payah for him, Taisus says it should be Chal. So Taisus says a Teretz. Taisus Teretz isn't Teretz Chasani and Shliach and Varavayu. Taisus says a different reason why it's not Chal. But Vice dies in from Taisus at least in Mishaynim that they learn Pshat that even though it's a Lav, there's no Chasani of Shliach and Varavayu. Why?
I'm a coin, I get sent to make very grusha for Yisrael, I'm not a beira. I'm doing it, so here the Mishaleach is in a very is not there. You know, if I take it to the onion, it's koinin, and the onion has no harm about it.
It could be a mahalas. That it's not the usual case of it. Usually, eishlech and varavera means an avera from mishalayach. So, kasava shalayish mulay, divirav, divirtam, and divirmishan. Maybe you're right. There's a concise that says eishlech and varavera doesn't apply with an avera to mishalayach. Only it's avera to mishalayach. So it sounds like what?
It
sounds like Sakhar Sakhar is not found. But then, what's Tysus Kasha? Don't tell me a pasuk. I don't matter on Chumash. I gave up a long time ago. I look at the way Chazal learned Chumash. And Chazal taught Chumash. Look, from Tysus Kasha, it's a right. And the Gemara may be right. From Tysus Kasha, Tysus says it should help. I need to have a Vera. So what's Tesis Kasha Mahani? Why Tesis is saying there's no Gezeres Hakasa Zachal because Mahani, Taka Mahani, but in Shlechet Varaver? Huh? So the Stipler says it could be it's not a Raya because the rule of Ein Shlechet Varavera applies to Shlichus. If it applies to Zchia, not so Pashit. Tali, he says in Machlaikis, if by Zechia it applies, Pashtus, it doesn't apply to Zechia. What's Ein Shlech and Varavera? Reuven tells Shimon, do something. So Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimin. Reuven doesn't think Shimon's going to listen to him. That's Shlichus, where Reuven sent Shimon, so Reuven could say, I didn't think he'd listen to me, it's an Aver. But Zechia, Reuven didn't send Shimon. Dani didn't send the Asher. The Asher went and did it on his own. If the Asher goes and does it on his own, it's Yitachin that everybody would be made that B'dieved the Chalais is Chal. That if not for this Gezeres HaKasim, that B'dieved the Chalais would be Chal. The whole Machlokes like Yehuda and the Chalkim was all where you need Shlichus. But even if Zchi is Matam Shlichus, the logic of Ein Shlech Ledvar Veira, that Kasavar Shalai Yishmalai, Mishalech says, I don't think you listen to me, Devei Ha'ad, Devei Ha'atam, Devei Mishayim, if you go to such a Svara, then by Shkia, this whole Machlaikis we had last week shouldn't apply. And this other Stipler is in Kedushin. It's Simon Lamed Tess and the new prince. The old prince, I think, was Lamed Hay. Comes out, and this Hechatimtza, it's stronger. So it comes out. This Hechatimtza, where.
You
You're not supposed to do it, but it's Chal. You're supposed to follow the Torah, but you didn't. This explanation goes with the understanding that it's the smart explanation of it, that the Mishalayah could always say, Kasav HaShalei Yishmalayah, I thought he's not going to listen to me. That's why it's not Shlichus. There's no real demeanor to ask for another. It's not a ver for him. It's my aver, and he's going to get it. It's not a chayv for him. You know, he's just getting money. He doesn't get the aver. So the Gemara ends, Rabbi Lei, the Ezra highlights the locket by Ovid Lei, the Boye Lei Lahazir Ani Al Shalai. Okay. We spent a very long time, at least for us, on a relatively small piece of Gemara. The fact that it's very sadistic is clear to all of us already. But the rule of Ten Keschi we didn't spend any time on. We will have it again on your Dalet. But just briefly, the Gemara, to explain the Mishnah, said that Kol Aimer Tenu, Kol Aimer Zechudami. Which simply means, if I give you something, and I say, give this Shtar Shikra to my Eved, Ki Aimer Zechudami. I didn't say Zechu, but Ki Aimer Zechu. What is Ki Aimer Zechu? It means that if you'll be zeichah for him, I'm also tefreed and I have no objections. I tell you, give it to him. If instead of giving it to him, you want to be zeichet yourself, I'm asking to that also. And you can be zeichet for him as well. That's the rule of ten kischi or ten tenu kischu or ten kischi. That when you say ten, it's kaim rezechu. The machlekes rishayim here by matana. By matana. If I give, I want to give someone a gift. So I go over to someone. I say, you're going, whatever it is, you're going to the bar mitzvah. Here's a set of svarim. Give it to him as a gift. So he takes it. And later, I want to change my mind before it gets to the recipient of the gift. What is the din? Can I change my mind? Or can I not change my mind? What's that tell you? It's my gift. If I say I'm going to give someone a gift, I don't have to do it. Right? If you tell somebody you're going to give him something, if you tell him to his face, I'm going to give you something, you could change your mind. The shaila is, when I made him a shliach lohilacha, I said, take this gift and give it, is ten kischi. When I say ten, is it like I said zuchi? And then when he takes it with him, he is in effect being kainet for the recipient of the matana, like a stoma. Do we say ten kischi? And then he's kainet for the recipient of the gift? Or don't we say ten kischi? So in Taisus here, on top of the Yamid, on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, brings Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Rabbeinu Tam says on the top line, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, the Shichrur Eved Havikeen Malva Dama Baten Vahilech Kischi. Says by being Meshachar and Eved, or by paying a loan. There we do say Tenu Kischu. Afagavde b'matana lo yehave kischi. By matana, ten is not like zechi. Why is shikr any different? If I'm freeing an eved, I'm giving him a gift. What happens if I give a gift to someone else? Or if I go to my eved and I give something for someone to give to the eved? What's the difference? What's the difference one or the other? So Taisus answers. Taisus says, the shechrer ilav da avid leinayach nafshe lav v'mishachar lein. People are not stam freeing avadim, who frees an eved stomach. Must be, if he's freeing an eved, that the person did him a taiva. So it's like a chayv, I owe him something, so I'm freeing him. This is not taisis, this is the rule. When I owe someone money, it's a chayv, and I go over to a middleman and I say, here, take this money and pay up my chayv with it. Then ten kischi. Then I have in mind, I want to get my chayv paid up already. So I'm very happy. The sooner it's paid off, the better. So I give it to you. So it's an umdina that I'm asking that when my shleich lelocha takes it, then he should be kaited for the makabah. That's not a problem. Buy a chayv. Buy a matana. It's not that way. Buy a matana, I'm not in a rush to give it to him. Why am I in a rush to give it to him? I'm giving him a matana. I'd like to hold on to my options as long as possible. So I give it to him, to the shliach to give. Ten is lav kisru. Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Tam holds. Because I don't mean for the recipient until it comes to his hands. It's not his. Shichrur is in between. Shichrur, pashtus, is like a matana. So how come we say tenu kisru in our Mishnah, which is a matana? So Tosfos, shichrur is not a normal matana. Why? Because nobody is b'shachar their eved. It's a loss of money. Why would anybody b'shachar their eved? Must be the eved did him a chesed. So now he owes something back. Or the eved, somehow there's some benefit in it for him. He feels grateful to the eved. And that's why he's being b'shachar him. So memeila like a chayv. What does it mean it's like a chayv? It's not really like a chayv. B'shachar tesis is that mentally, he's eager to, I want to pay him back his taiva, so he's eager to do it, so he's happy, the sooner the better, let him become a shochet. That's what Ben Atam is saying. What? I'm not really mishubit, because it's not a real chayv to be shachar the eved. He did me a favor, so I'm being mishachar. So, you look disturbed.
One day, when you give the chayv, you can say, okay, forget about it. Once you're getting an aver by selling you're getting an aver for something more, right? So when you say forget about it, you have to on aver.
Being that it's an aver to mishachrin aved, so why do we say there's no rush to do it? Okay, what you're saying, one second, let's see, Rabbi Kivega Taka plugs in into Tysis, but we have to be skipping a step. What's the kasha? It's not there. Good, okay. Oh, excellent. Tysis says, this chelik, this Rabbeinu Tam Shita, there's a difference between Matana and Chayvis. And Shechar is like the Chayv. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds 10 kisri across the board. It's a klal and shas, kolaymer tenu, kolaymer shudami. And unless you have some reason why or to say why it's not 10 kisri, we always assume 10 is kisri. That's the shittas of Rambam. The rush is the kash on Rabbeinu Tam. The rush is on Daf Yodalit. By the next time 10 kisri comes up, the last rush in the perek. The Rush is the kasha. The Rush says, what's Tosis talking about? A person is not Meshachar in Eved unless he did a Metaiva. And giving Matanis, is giving Matanis any different? If someone gives a gift to someone, it's also, Mustami did him a favor. No? Why is giving a Matana any less? A Matana cycle.
I mean, it's not doing on the man that he gets one back.
Well, that's not a technical financial arm or not. If you know he's going to give you that.
So you're
strengthening the kasha.
Yeah.
So the kasha is, the Rosh's kasha is, that people don't give gifts unless there's something in it for them. Why would someone give someone else a gift? So the Rosh answer is no. L'pa'amim, people give gifts, l'ayaveyam, to their friends. What does it mean to their friends? I don't know. Not someone did you a title, but someone is your friend. L'kreveyam, people give gifts. Because sometimes people give gifts, not for a title. That's what he says. Sometimes people are kind, they give away gifts. So a gift, he means in the gift, it's not nicker that you mean ten kishchi. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. So there's no rule of ten kishchi. But she'enkin by shichur avadim, shichur avadim, ten is kisri. But nice, it's never nicker in the ten that it's kisri. There's no one of ten is kisri because who knows what you mean? So meleila, it's nothing. The ten is not kisri. So meleila, oh no. So the kivegar is masber. Well, if you say people sometimes they like someone else, they give him a gift. So an eved also sometimes the person likes his eved, he'll free him. Like, why? What's trying to rush? What's the chilek between gifts and avodah? What's the difference? So it's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The pshat is the way we said in the beginning of the sugya. Takaloylam bam tavoidu is an avera. That was the kasha on the Mishnah. How can you make a shliach to be mishachar in eved? It's a shliach in var avera. Loylam bam tavoidu is an avera. And the taka, the teretz of Rabbi Akiva Eiger was, it must be talking that there's something in it for you. Either there's a tzarach mitzvah, or you're getting money for it, you're getting something, or you're getting a taiva for it. It must be, by shichur avadim, that it's such a case where he's getting something. Why? Because he'll have David naif l'nafshay, well, you wouldn't free him. You don't free avadim, stamazay, it's an isra say. So now it's very geshmach taisis. And the Rosh. The Rosh says, gift, sometimes people give you a stamazay. However, by shichur avadim, nobody would be b'shachar in Eved unless he had a benefit. Why? Because there's an issue. So it's nicker to be b'shachar in Eved that it's something in it for you. So ten kisri, that's why ten is kisri. So he's assuming that people sometimes give gifts where it's totally for the other person. People give gifts where it's totally, that's his assumption.
Here you got something from that, looks good.
Well, the kasha is a gift. The kasha is asking, you wouldn't give a gift unless you already received something. Unless you received something, why are you sending the gift? It must be an archetype for something. It just strikes me, I think, last year when we learned Kedushin, we were wondering if people ever give gifts this way. I remember we had this argument. What was the case? The case was a man, is Mekar, what? On the Chashuv. We have a Chashuv. I was thinking we had, but right before that, a woman says, give a gift to Pliny, and I'll be married to you. Right? It works, but then... It's in Arif. It's in Arif and it works. The woman says, give Pliny a gift and I'll be married to you. It works. So I mentioned, I don't remember who asked the cash. It was a Kidang, I think, there also. That if a woman tells a man, give a gift of one pruta to Pliny and I'll be married to you. So we said, remember, you can learn two ways. Either you're Mekudish Mamish with that money itself, the money itself that you gave, but the Rambam said no. The Hanas Matana Zush, I mean, nice and apicha. It's a Hanah. So we were talking about, I think Rabbi Kivagia said, if you tell someone, give a gift of a pruta for me, how much is it worth to me? It's worth less than a pruta. Getting a pruta is worth a pruta. Giving it away is worth less, it has to be worth less than a pruta, because you're giving it away. So Kivagia assumed, that's why it has to be 10 monala plaini vakadish amilach, without 10 pruta. Something with something. So it bothered me because I assume that if somebody gives a gift to someone else, how much is it worth to you to give $100 to someone? How much is it worth to you to give $100 to someone? Huh? Let's say I see you giving someone $100. Let's start clarifying, how much is it worth to you? So we keep saying, says it, I don't know exactly, but it's worth less than 100, it's worth 99, 98, 97. So I had the kasha, I don't understand. If a person gives $100 to someone, it means it's worth $100 to him. He just spent $100 to give someone else $100. So it's worth $100 to him, isn't it? How can we keep begging to say it's worth less? Someone said it should be worth more. But it's certainly worth $100 to give someone $100. So it could be it's more than 100. But if it's less than 100, I wouldn't spend 100 on it.
The lady has a real hanoa of the other person receiving.
Right. It has to have a value. It has to be worth that much money to her. It has to be worth $100 to her. She spent $100 on it. I don't understand. I didn't understand then why Rabbi Kivaga looks at it. The person gives away $100, it's not worth $100 there.
The what?
And how much is it worth then?
So they passed the one in the position because she doesn't know how much it was.
My Shahaya, I don't know. But if she really meant it, if she was making the Chukhan Kalul, is one thing. But if, this is what I'm saying, if you give someone $100, it means it's worth to you $100. Is that what it means? Or more, it could be worth more. Worth more than $100. The Rush here is saying that sometimes people give away money and there's nothing in it for them. I'm not talking when you give away tzedakah, you give it to you get tzchar and shemayim. The Rosh here says, Pshat and Taisvis, Tenkeshri, that sometimes people give away a gift, and it's not because there's something in it for them. They're just giving it because they like the person. That's what the Rosh is saying here, no? He says, when I pay up a chayv, or someone did me a tayv, I give him something, then Tenkeshri, but since I'm very eager you should get it. But stam azaya matana, people stam give tayyavim who didn't do them any title, nothing in it for them, they just give it away. So I don't know. This seems under Russia, there is such a thing. I was looking at maybe too technically. What?
If a man
is
a multimillionaire,
he gives away $100. A guy is a doesn't give away $100. A poor guy sometimes gives away $100. Multimillionaires don't give away
$100. He doesn't need the $100 to give away. It's not worth
$100. No. Rich people don't give away $100. Even on their deathbed, they don't give away $100. I'm telling you, on their deathbed, they don't give away $100. I can tell you, Maisim Shahayu, but they must be Lashon Hara. But in real life, you see the real thing. They don't. Sometimes they cry that they can't, but they don't. So, So maybe he's giving because he hopes to get back later. And that anticipation is worth $100 to him. Maybe sometimes people give because they feel a social pressure to give. They feel other pressures to give. Anyway, this is the Rosh's explanation of Tosfos. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds 10 kisvi by Matana. Both shittas are brought in Shulchan Aruch. I didn't see Klar in some Kufchav Hei. This is already later in Kufchav Hei. I think it's Sifvav. I don't remember Klar had a paskin. But this is a machlekes. I guess we'll get into it more on Daf Yadalid. The Shabbos 10 kisvi. Okay, the rest of the summit I hope to move quickly. So make sure you make a laning for the Daf Yadalid.